You cannot be serious!
Now, Don, just as an impromptu guest, because there's a big fight on tonight, Justice Hooney is fighting Paul Gallen, and we thought we'd get a man on to speak about the fight who actually fought Paul Gallen, and I watched the fight and paid my $60 or whatever it was. Many thought that he beat Paul Gallen, but I think it was declared a draw, and he is an ex-AFL player. He played for the Western Bulldogs, St Kilda, and the Sydney Swans. I think he might have been the premiership captain of the Sydney Swans. We'll ask him. And he's on the line to speak about the Hooney-Gallen fight, which is on tonight, and it is the great Barry Hall. Barry, thank you very much for speaking to us at this short notice.
Yeah, good on you, gentlemen. Nice to be here.
Don's here, and of course, I'll call him the Rocket. Rod Law is here as well. Now, I just want to know, would you be watching the fight tonight, Barry?
Oh, look, I don't think I'll watch it. I certainly won't be paying for it. I'll go to a pub somewhere and watch it. But, yeah, it's going to be interesting. I think, the Paul Gallen, he talks a lot and he creates a lot of interest. And Justice Hooney is a real talent. He was a world amateur champion. He's going to the Olympics very, very soon. He's Australian heavyweight champion. And he made history. In his first fight, he went for an Australian title and won. So it sort of goes to show that this kid can really, really go. Paul Gallen's obviously at the opposite end of his career. He's probably got a couple of fights left. Wants to make as much money as he can. So it's a really smart fight from Justice Hooney's camp, because this kid's going to be a sensation. And probably the best way to get a crowd or an audience on your side is to bash up Paul Gallen. So I think they're going to pay some good money. I think he'll earn over $1 million for this fight, Paul Gallen. But what it will do, it will get him, Justice Hooney, a really good audience to follow his boxing career, because he's going to be a big star this kid.
But Barry, along with me, you mightn't have thought this, you probably would have thought that Big Daddy Brown, or Big Mummy as it turned out to be, Big Daddy would have belted the living suitcase out of Paul Gallen as well, wouldn't you?
No, well, I tipped Paul Gallen to win that fight.
Oh, did you?
Just some inside knowledge that Big Daddy wasn't training as hard as he could. He doesn't actually have a trainer. And his fitness base isn't crash hot. Paul Gallen, whether you like him or not, has got a really good fitness base. He holds a really good pace in a fight for a heavyweight. And, if he could last one or two rounds and get past the punching power of Lucas Brown and Mark Hunt, it was very similar, the fight, how I thought it was going to go. If he can get past the first or second round, his fitness would carry him over and he'd win the fight. And I didn't think he'd knock out Lucas Brown. But, I certainly predicted that he beat Mark Hunt and he would beat Big Daddy.
Bazza, you just said whether you like Paul Gallen or not. Do you like Paul Gallen?
No, I can't stand him. Can't stand him. But, each to their own. You've got to respect what he's done. As I said, he creates interest. People like listening to his bullshit. But, I don't like the bloke. Probably wouldn't go for a beer with him. But I'd like to get in there again with him. That didn't happen. He's got his reasons of why it didn't happen, and I've got mine.
Barry, I've watched a couple of fights now, all of his fights, Justin Hooney. And his skill, his repertoire as far as punches are concerned, he's been very, very well taught, and he's got a very solid foundation. But what I question is his power, or the amount of whack he's got in his fists. Why hasn't he put those other guys down? Is it because, now, I was taught boxing, but I've still got a lot to learn. I was taught to get your feet in the right place and you create a lot of power. Is his footwork a little suspect?
Oh, look, I just think it's he's been an amateur for a long time. He's a decorated amateur and he's going to the Olympic Games, which is technically an amateur sport. And it's all about scoring and hitting and not get hit. And he's very, very good at that. But when you go into the professional ranks, particularly at heavyweights, some guys really sit down on their punches. The footwork isn't as necessary. It's more about the power. And he hasn't learnt that yet. He will.
No, footwork. Barry, I meant if you I was taught if you get your feet, you know, get your feet right, then throw the punch, yes. you get more power. That's what I'm talking about, is his footwork up to what it should be.
Barry hasn't probably studied a lot of his footwork, Don.
Barry has fought.
Don, he knows. Barry.
Barry, please answer that. Just listen to John. Shut up, John.
Yeah, I think his footwork in terms of punching power, yes, isn't right at this stage, but it is his footwork is right for an amateur boxer.
What a diplomatic answer. Said, sorry.
That's for hitting and not getting hit.
Yep.
When you really sit down, your punches and your feet are planted and you start to rotate the hips,
yes,
you could get hit. That's the thing, and that's why he's so good at the amateur at the moment. But when he gives up his amateur career and he's purely professional, yes, they will change that 100%.
Do you think he can go to the top? Because there's a lot of European fighters just as big as what he is.
Yeah, he's got talent and ability, but he's yet to be tested in terms of his chin. These big boys are really big boys who hit hard. So we don't know whether he can take a hit and come back from that yet. And in terms of a heavyweight, he's actually quite small.
Oh.
Some of the Europeans, as you said, some of the Americans are quite big. You know, if you're not 6'6" and, you know, speaking in the old terms, 230, 250 pounds, you know, that's sort of the fighters he's going to be fighting against. He's not that big, so he's going to need all the skill and footwork he can get, which, you know, his power is going to be, going to be his detriment. But, you know, he's certainly got the ability, but I'm just worried about his whether he can come back from a big hit and, you know, whether he can match him with those big guys.
And now, Barry, I know we asked you at short notice, so you just tell us when you have to go. I just wanted to ask you a couple more questions, but please just say I've got to go if you have.
No,
I just wanted to ask you, were you nervous when you fought Paul Gallen? Was it a nerve-wracking thing? We know what it's like to play competitive sport in the football, but when you stand opposite a bloke who's trying to belt the living shit out of you, how did you attack that fight?
I was actually okay. I prepared pretty well, and probably the hardest fight, you know, the old saying in boxing is train hard, fight easy. And that's absolutely true because, you know, in terms of sparring and stuff, you're doing, you know, you've got three or four sparring partners and they're rotating per round and you're staying in there. It's quite difficult because they're always coming in fresh. So when you get to the fight, it's, I shouldn't say it's easy because it's not, but I wasn't that nervous because I'd sort of prepared okay for it. I didn't know how I was going to react or how I was going to feel, but I was okay.
And did he have begrudging respect for you because you both played in different codes and you were both there to for the promotional side of it? There must be some respect, even though you say you don't like him, and probably vice versa.
Yeah, there's respect there. Absolutely, I said it before the fight. I'll say it after, and I'll say it now. I respect what he's done in terms of, you know, his record and who he's fought. It doesn't matter what sort of caliber or what sort of standard they are. You still got to get in and beat him. And he's undefeated. You know, he's fighting for an Australian title tonight, and you know, against a new sensation in Australian boxing. And you know, if he pulls this one off, it's heavyweight boxing. If he pulls this one off and you know do well, I don't think people expect him to win. But if he does really well and you know puts up a good fight, that's almost a win for Paul Gallen, I think.
And Don's got another question about Honey's footwork.
Barry, why aren't the footballers turned fighters or boxers respected by the actual boxers or fighters themselves?
Yeah, I just think
professional jealousy.
They don't like the money that we get. And look, I understand it to a certain extent, but you've got to be smart about things as well. So a promoter's not going to put on a fight and lose money. So a promoter's going to put a fight on that people are going to watch and going to generate money, and you get paid accordingly. So it's like going to watch a concert. You're going to go watch a band down the pub and pay $80 a ticket to sit there, or you're going to go to NXS and watch them in a big stadium. Like, it's the same sort of thing. If people watch the fight, the fighters get paid more money. So the boxers have really got a grudge because, you know, we get a lot of money because people watch the fight. It's just business. That's how stuff is. So they don't like that. And I put it in terms, and people ask me this all the time, and it's like the Carmichael Hunt when you come to AFL. You know, he's on $800,000 a year, and he was probably the worst player on the list. It wasn't about him as a player. It was about eyes on the game. It was about people watching AFL in Queensland. That's what it was about, and that's what they paid for. So it's different but similar. You know, people are going to watch the fights, and then you'll get money. A promoter's not going to pay you hundreds of thousands of dollars. No one watch it and go broke. It's ridiculous. So, yes, I understand why they're angry, but they've also got to be sensible about, yes, it's a commercial arrangement. Promoters aren't going to be just good blokes and give you money and lose money. So, it's I understand it, but I don't.
Now, you just touched on football. My last question is a football question. To play the game and to get to a top level, you've got to have emotional involvement. Which club of the three are you emotionally tied to? You played for St Kilda, Sydney and Footscray.
Yeah, look, when I retired, I said I was forever thankful for the Western Bulldogs, and I still am, because they gave me an opportunity to almost right my wrongs. You know, the last game I played at Sydney, I got reported, and then, you know, eventually I got sacked, and that's fair enough. There's not a bit of a blame in my bonnet about that. I was like, the Western Bulldogs, thank you, and all those sorts of things. But when you sort of sit back and time heals all wounds, you know, some of the stuff that I did at Sydney was a real achievement. And I've got two little boys now, and, you know, they're going to be asking about football soon, and they'll probably ask, you know, who did you play for? And the first club I'd say was Sydney. I'm the premiership captain there. So, emotionally invested in Sydney. I sort of follow them a little bit now, and I don't follow them too much, to be perfectly honest. Certainly Sydney.
So Barry, as we say goodbye and thank you very much for joining us, could I just ask you, have you got a comeback in you? Are you likely to do this again? And what does your partner, the mother of your children, what does your partner think about you taking up this as a further profession?
Yeah, I've just signed for two fights. I actually signed yesterday, believe it or not. Timing's everything. So we're hoping one in August. And one in October.
Is that been made public?
No, it hasn't. No.
And who are you fighting? Well,
hang on, it's breaking news. No,
I understand, but well, who are you?
I can't say at this stage because they want to, you know, obviously launch it and all those sort of things. But it's going to be quite a big fight, which is great. We've got all over a couple. So
another
of
sportsman.
Yes.
Not a Sonny boxer? Boy Williams.
Sonny Boy.
Sonny Bill.
Sonny Bill, I'm sorry.
Sonny Boy is an ice cream. So that's extraordinary, Barry. Who is the promoter? Not Mick Gatto or anyone, is it Mick? Or?
No. Benny Green.
Yes, the Green Machine.
I'd like to hear that news drop. But, signed an agreement yesterday, and that'll give me a couple more fights. And
it's not a boxer, it's another person who's been involved in another sport.
Yes.
Aha. And what is your wife, is it? Think of you she's doing this?
She hates it. She doesn't like it at all.
Is that serious?
I'm ugly enough as it is, so I don't need to be belted around. But, she doesn't like it at all. She doesn't want the boys to watch it, my two little fellas, which is fair enough. As I said, I'll have a couple more fights, and that'll do. I'll sail off into the sunset.
Hey, Barry. Hey, thank you very much for joining us, mate, at short notice, and thanks for your time. And we really appreciate it.
Come in when you're in Melbourne, Baz.
Yeah, I'll come down. I'll have a session with you guys. And
you should come in here and speak to us, person to person.
That's what I said.
Where are you living, Barry?
I'm at the Gold Coast at the moment, so the sun's shining, it's warm up here, we've got the shorts on.
Right,
so
that's it,
beautiful, man. Guys.
Good luck. Good luck.
Good on you, boys.
See you, mate.
So you said... What did we do?
I'm trying to hit the end thing, it didn't work.
Wait, and you said, you just said come in, did you? And I said, yes, come in when you're down.
Yeah, you did.
Well, I thought you meant come and have a drink with you at your own private residence, rather than come into the podcast.
No, I mean, come in here.
Because we did ask Barry... 6 months ago, and he was when he got I think he lost his job because he made some salacious. Well, I wanted to ask him about
that, but we have time.
Well, I did say to him, we only want to speak to him about boxing. We don't want to spring stuff on people, our guests. So we'll give him a preparation if we know what they know what we want to speak to him about. But he did get suspended for what? For making some comment about what? Something about
He made a gynecological comment.
That's right. Yep. And cancel culture, Don, and just another one to bite the dust from the bleeding hearts.
Obvious.
Have you toe some imaginary line that they draw in the sand?
And we got our first scoop that didn't involve Sam.
Oh, what about that? He signed for two fights, and you reckon Sonny Boy Williams?
All right, we'll be back with all the rest of Don's topics with a part two, which will be part three.
Oh, you've taken over now.
Oh, well, freaking out. Or someone had. Because I buggered up the button before.
Ring the bell, man. Right. Come on.
Fine.